Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 67 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
This has been a practice that we've had with the Sheriff's Department for a number of years.
A random drug search at Rowan County Senior High School did not lead to any charges.
A man is in custody after a shooting in Boyd County.
A person is dead after a shooting in Barbersville.
A teen in Laurel County was arrested for trafficking.
Kentucky Power is looking to expand solar power in the Commonwealth.
In sports, Moorhead State's basketball teams are gearing up for exhibition play.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Clear skies tonight with a low around 34 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A random drug search took place at Rowan County Senior High School last week. However, no drugs were found and no charges are being filed. RCSHS Principal Brandy Carver says the searches are necessary.
I mean, obviously, we try to deter any type of illegal activity that would happen, and having the drug searches come in, I think, has been a major help in having to deter those things from happening.
School resource officers say law enforcement in Rowan County is ahead when it comes to combating the drug epidemic and limiting the exposure of youths to drugs and alcohol.
After a shooting in Boyd County, a man is in custody. WYMT reports the shooting that happened today was a domestic situation. Kentucky State Police report a son had shot his mother. While attempting to arrest the suspect, shots were fired. Afterwards, the victim was taken to a hospital's trauma center in Huntington. The names of the suspect and victim have yet been released. An investigation is still ongoing.
A person is dead after a shooting in Barbersville. WSAZ reports the incident happened this morning in the 5200 block of Heath Creek Road. West Virginia State Police troopers report the gunman called 911 from his cell phone and told them that he shot someone. The suspect stayed on the scene until authorities arrived and was taken into custody. The victim was shot on the front porch of his home. Police are calling it a domestic situation. Names in that investigation, which is still ongoing, have not been released.
Lexington authorities say a standoff in a mobile home park has ended peacefully. WKYT reports 31-year-old Travis Himes barricaded himself into a home on Maple Grove Mobile Home Park on Georgetown Road. Police say the incident began as a dispute between Himes and his wife in a moving vehicle. They say the wife was assaulted but was able to escape. Himes went to the family's home, where he stayed for hours. There were children inside the home during the standoff, but they have been returned to their mother. Himes is charged with assault and three counts of terroristic threatening.
Lexington police say a man is behind bars facing several charges following a shooting near Fayette Mall. Police tell WKYT that 26-year-old Christopher James was charged with three counts of one endangerment along with drug-related offenses. Officers responded to the mall Monday night after a fight led to the gunshot. One person suffered a hand injury and was taken to the hospital. Police say only one shot was fired during that fight.
The cyclist involved in a hit-and-run collision in Lexington on Saturday has died. WKYT reports 47-year-old John Oliver died Sunday from blunt force trauma. Lexington police say the crash occurred around 2 a.m. Saturday morning on North Limestone, and they are actively trying to identify the driver of the other vehicle involved. Anyone with additional information is asked to call LPD at 859-258-3663.
Three Pike County men have been indicted for murder, one of whom has an active arrest warrant. WYMT reports Coley Maxwell, Dorian Wilson, and Robert Milton face charges for the shooting death of Amari Hall. Wilson and Milton are scheduled for a hearing in February. Maxwell has an active warrant for his arrest. The three men also face assault charges for the shooting of Tevin Robinson and Marion Ritchie.
A Pikeville woman has been arrested after police say she stabbed her ex-husband with a pair of scissors. WYMT reports police responded to the scene in the parking lot of Texas Roadhouse. The woman, Brianne Runyon, had already left. She was apprehended and charged with second-degree assault, first-degree criminal mischief, and tampering with physical evidence. Police say Runyon gave her ex-husband a small stab wound in his arm and shattered the screen, of his phone.
A person is in critical condition after suffering from a life-threatening injury at a UPS facility in Lexington. WKYT reports the worker was taken to the hospital after the incident, which occurred at the 1800 Mercer Road location today. Police say the accident was work-related and not criminal in nature. An investigation is still ongoing.
The Laurel County Sheriff's Office arrested a teenager during a drug bust Saturday morning. WMKY's Peyton Stewart has the story.
Deputies working with Kentucky State Police and FBI found 11 pounds of marijuana oil, 16 pounds of high-grade California marijuana, 30 pounds of gummies laced with marijuana oil, and 349 vape pens. A 16-year-old boy was arrested and charged with trafficking more than 5 pounds of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and 3 counts of possession of a handgun by a minor. The teen was taken to the Juvenile Detention Center in Breathitt County. Deputies said the marijuana was intended to go into local Laurel County schools. The sheriff's office followed more leads and arrested 3 other people off Taylor Subdivision Road. 2 men found in a car and a woman at a nearby home were all found in possession of a large quantity of marijuana and marijuana oil. 25-year-old Joshua Brown, 20-year-old Harmony Vaughn, and 20-year-old Austin May were charged with marijuana trafficking. The investigation is ongoing.
A man who was tried and acquitted of charges he threatened violence to Boyd County schools is now suing the school district. According to the Daily Independent, Michael Adams was arrested in October of 2017 after school officials say he made a comment threatening to, quote, shoot up Boyd County Middle School. He was tried in court and acquitted of that charge. Adams says the accusations stem from his objection to the bullying of his son. He's suing the school district, the sheriff, and the county, claiming they violated his civil rights. Adams is seeking at least $1 million in damages. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships. Day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
Kentucky Power is looking to add more solar energy to the Commonwealth. Up to 20 megawatts of solar power could be added, enough to power roughly 20,000 homes. Kentucky Power issued a request for proposals last Wednesday, seeking new bids with solar resources to be purchased. Corporate Communications Manager Allison Barker says there are many criteria that need to be met to be considered for purchase, such as the operating location.
Generally, any solar projects that someone would like to submit for us to consider purchasing needs to be located in the 20-county service territory that we serve in eastern Kentucky.
Other qualifications include having a minimum operating size of 5 megawatts, and projects must be fully operational by the end of 2021. She says green energy is becoming increasingly more affordable than it has been in previous years, so it's in the company's best interest to give businesses and customers more options when it comes to using solar energy.
With open enrollment coming soon, candidates in the upcoming election aren't the only choices Kentuckians need to make this fall. Some workers will have to decide on health insurance options for 2019. Paul Brophy is the executive director of United Healthcare of Kentucky. He says everyone should take their time to review all of their options and cost to find the best fitting coverage.
If an employee has a physician that currently is in their network of providers and the employer decides to move to a new carrier and that provider happens to not be in network, the employee could be facing higher out-of-pocket expenses when they go to receive care from that provider.
Brophy says one of the ways to reduce the cost of health coverage is through a company that offers incentive-based wellness programs that reward members for a healthy lifestyle. It's estimated that 1.75 million Americans have employer-sponsored health coverage.
In-person absentee voting has begun in Kentucky for the November 6 elections. Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes says eligible voters can cast an absentee ballot in person at their local county clerk's office. To be eligible, a voter must be either out of the county on election day, elderly, disabled, ill, in the military or a dependent of a military person, an overseas resident, a student, or person who temporarily resides outside the county, a voter or the spouse of a voter who has surgery scheduled on election day, a pregnant woman in the third trimester, or an election official. Voters who do not qualify to cast an absentee ballot in person might be eligible to cast one by mail. Applications for mail-in ballots are due by October 30th.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has become the latest politician to be heckled while eating at a restaurant. More from KNN's Karen Czar.
Mitch McConnell and his wife, Secretary of Transportation Elaine Chao, were eating at a Cuban restaurant in Louisville Friday night when another patron captured this recording of diners shouting for McConnell to leave.
Get out of here! Why don't you leave the entire country?
That audio was released by TMZ. One of the diners allegedly took McConnell's leftovers and threw them on the sidewalk. Others supported the senator and told the hecklers to leave. The owner of the restaurant had any unruly patrons removed and later said everyone had the right to eat at their establishment. A spokesperson for McConnell released a statement the next day saying, quote, "The leader and Secretary Chao enjoyed their meal in Louisville last night, and they appreciate those who spoke up against incivility. They hope other patrons weren't too inconvenienced by the left-wing tantrums. As the leader often says, the Senate will not be intimidated by the antics of far-left protesters." Reporting from Lexington, I'm Karen Czar.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, a clear sky, lows around 36 degrees. Wednesday, a mainly sunny sky, highs around 57 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows around 35. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun in the morning, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon, highs around 55. Thursday night, cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower, lows around 42. Friday, rain likely, highs around 51, chance of rain at 90%, rainfall near a quarter of an inch. And Friday night, overcast with rain showers at times, lows around 44, chance of rain at 60%. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures, in Lexington, Inez, and Ashland at 68 degrees, Flemingsburg 64 degrees, Winchester 67 degrees, and in Moorhead, it's currently 67 degrees.
On our feature segment today, a Mason County High School teacher has been named to a national board. WMKY's Jack Cottle has more.
Shannon Roberts was recently elected to the Family Career and Community Leaders of America Board. According to the FCCLA Executive Director Sandy Spavone, Roberts was chosen because of her years of experience in guiding students in the organization. Roberts says she saw an opportunity to help her students.
Just because I saw the need for an advisor voice on the board, to bring more of a student perspective to the board, speak for my students, and stand up for the things that would benefit them, such as choosing programs like to improve their skills in college and career readiness to get them ready for the next step of their lives.
While serving on the board, Roberts hopes to show the impact FCCLA has on college and career readiness, which is something she is also passionate about.
I currently serve on two other boards. I serve as the history chair for the Kentucky Association of Teachers of Family Consumer Sciences. So that's based here in Kentucky, and we are the governing body for Family Consumer Sciences in Kentucky. And then I also serve as financial growth chair for the National Association of Teachers of Family Consumer Sciences.
When she was in high school, Roberts grew so much from what was then called FHA.
I couldn't speak in front of a group of people if you paid me to until my advisor grabbed me, just like I grab kids now, and say, "You're going to do this, and you're going to do this, and I know you have the potential." And so it has taken me far beyond what I ever expected to in my life.
While serving on the board, Roberts hopes to continue to show the importance that FCCLA has on area youth. For WMKY News, I'm Jack Cottle.
It's 445 and 67 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Tuesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, video tapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
It's basketball season for the Eagles, reporting for WNKY Sports. I'm Tilden Johnson. The practice season has begun for Morehead State University basketball Eagles. The men are hard at work in getting ready for their first exhibition game this week. Head coach Preston Spradlin says his guys have really came together after a rough season last year, finishing with a record of 8-21. He says the team kept a good attitude and are ready to turn things around.
We didn't have too many days where we didn't come in and we didn't learn something from each and every one of it, and bring a good attitude and come willing to compete and play hard. And so I think we had a lot of people in the community that would come to practice and say, you guys don't look like a 6-7-8 win team. And that was a big compliment. And I was really proud of that. But I think the biggest testament is it starts with having a good group of kids that have a good mindset. And they really want to be, they want to be good players and they want to be a part of a good team.
The Eagles will be taking on Berea College at home for an exhibition game Thursday. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock. The MSU women's basketball team has been back at it as well. The last two seasons have been a major success for the Eagles, winning 21 games both years. And head coach Greg Todd says things are looking good this season as well.
Be able to get 21 wins last year, I think, was special. And I think the 42 wins is like maybe 8 or 9 more wins than the third place team. Obviously, Belmont's had a good handle on the Ohio Valley the last couple of years, and they will definitely be ranked number one preseason.
The Eagles will have their first exhibition game on the season next week. They'll be hosting Shawnee State Monday evening at 6:05. Purdue's Carson Edwards headlines the preseason AP All-American team. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has more.
Edwards went through the NBA draft combine and multiple workouts before deciding to return for his junior season at Purdue. The Boilermakers are happy he did after losing 4 seniors. Edwards got 63 of 65 ballots in the AP preseason men's All-America team released today. Edwards was joined by North Carolina forward Luke May, Duke's R.J. Barrett, Kansas forward Dedrick Lawson, Nevada's Caleb Martin, and Wisconsin's Ethan Happ. The 6'1" Edwards was a third-team All-American last season, and he's expected to play a bigger role as the leader and go-to player on a young team. Edwards is Purdue's first preseason AP All-American since Juwan Johnson in 2010. Like Edwards, Tar Heels' Luke May was a third-team All-American who also entered his name into the draft before withdrawing. May hit the shot that beat Kentucky to send the Tar Heels to the Final Four as a sophomore during their 2017 title run. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
The World Series gets underway this evening, featuring two of baseball's most storied franchises. The LA Dodgers will be facing off against the Red Sox in Boston for Game 1. Clayton Kershaw is the starting pitcher for LA. He tells ESPN his guys are there to win.
You know, I really want to win the World Series. I think that's no different than the other 50 guys in both locker rooms, though. I think the only difference maybe is that because we've gotten so close in the past, because we've gotten to go to the postseason, we're a little bit spoiled in our expectations every year with the Dodgers, which is a great thing.
The Red Sox will be starting Chris Sale on the mound. First pitch is set for 8:09. With the University of Kentucky's matchup with 7th-ranked Georgia on the horizon, they must first find a way to get past Missouri. The Wildcats are currently ranked 12th, but head coach Mark Stoops says you'd have to be a moron to underestimate the Tigers.
We have a lot to do, and we have a mature football team, so they should be 100% locked in on Missouri, so I don't think that'll be an issue. Please, it better not be.
Game time Saturday is 4 o'clock in Missouri.
The Atlanta Falcons wrapped up Week 7 NFL action last night as they took down Eli Manning and the Giants 23-20. Despite scoring 14 points in the fourth, the Giants were unable to secure the game as the Falcons answered a Giants touchdown with a field goal to widen the gap between the two teams to 23-12 with just under 3 minutes to play in the game. The Giants then scored a quick 8 points about a minute later, though they were unable to follow up for the remaining 2 minutes. Falcons QB Matt Ryan says that this win was big for 3-4 Atlanta.
Yeah, I think it was huge, you know, for us to get the job done tonight, to kind of inch our way closer to 500 is a positive for us. So it was a tough win. Took, you know, all three phases all night. But I'm proud of the effort across the board. And that showed up, you know, for 60 minutes. So it was good for us, and now a good chance for us to get some rest as well.
Although they lost, Manning beat Ryan in passing by 20 yards with 399 yards and one touchdown, while Ryan had 379. The New York Giants have traded cornerback Eli Apple to the New Orleans Saints for two draft picks in exchange for the 10th overall draft pick in the 2016 draft. The teams announced the Giants will receive a fourth-round draft pick in 2019 and a seventh-rounder in 2020. Apple has 23 tackles and a forced fumble. He also recovered a fumble last night during the Giants' loss to the Falcons. The NFL's trade deadline is October 30th at 4 p.m. And lastly in sports, the Morehead State Soccer Eagles are taking part in the OVC Soccer Championship Tournament. The Eagles will take on SIU Edwardsville in the opening round of the tournament on Friday at 2 p.m. in Richmond at EKU. The Eagles won 4 OVC matches at home and finished with a 4-6 conference mark. They gained 12 points in claiming the 8th seed. The Eagles beat the 5th-seeded SIU Edwardsville earlier this year at home with a score of 1-0. If Morehead beats the Cougars, they will advance to play EKU on their home field Sunday at 1 p.m. in second-round action. This is the first year the Eagles have made it to the OVC tournament since 2015. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Football hosts Marist at 1:05 p.m. on Saturday. Men's basketball welcomes Berea for an exhibition game at 6 p.m. on Thursday. And women's basketball plays Shawnee State at 6:05 p.m. on Monday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell as corporate results from Caterpillar and 3M disappointed investors, but the market managed to recover most of its losses later in the session as investors rotated into McDonald's and defensive stocks like Procter & Gamble. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 125.98 at 25,191.43. The S&P 500 was down 15.19 at 2740.69. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 31.09 at 7437.54. At its session lows, the Dow had fallen 548 points, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ had lost more than 2% each. The comeback was led by McDonald's, which rose more than 6% on strong earnings and a 0.625% gain in Procter & Gamble. Coca-Cola was up almost 0.9%, while the S&P 500 consumer staples sector itself rose 0.4%. As mentioned, Caterpillar very weak today, dropping more than 10% at one point and finishing the day down about 7.5%. The company said its manufacturing costs had risen due to higher material and freight costs. Material costs were driven, of course, by higher steel prices and tariffs. And, of course, investors are continuing to look for some sort of progress in the trade talks between the U.S. and China. Shares of 3M were also under pressure, falling as much as 8.5% before finishing down almost 4.5%. Its quarterly earnings and revenue missed expectations, and the company also trimmed its earnings outlook for all of 2018. In the commodities markets today, oil was under extreme pressure, finishing with a loss of 4.5% at $66.27 a barrel. Gold was up 0.7% at $1,333.30 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were weak, with a Stock 600 index down about 1.625%. And Asia was very weak overnight, as the Shanghai Composite was down 2.25%, and the Nikkei was down 2.7%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were McDonald's and Verizon, while the worst performers were Caterpillar and 3M. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Cadence Design and PulteGroup, while the worst performers were Dish Network and Caterpillar. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 29 cents at $74.74, CSX down $1.49 at $66.82, AK Steel down 4 cents at $4.47, Marathon Petroleum down $2.06 at $72.09, AEP up 28 cents at $73.44, and Community Trust Bank was down a penny, finishing at $45.11. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Taking a final look at the weather tonight, a clear sky, lows around 36 degrees. Wednesday, a mainly sunny sky, highs around 57 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows around 35. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun in the morning, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon, highs around 55. Thursday night, cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower, lows around 42. Friday, rain likely, highs around 51 degrees, chance of rain at 90%, rainfall near a quarter of an inch.
Taking a look at some events that are coming up in your region, Coffee Tree Books, located on Main Street in Moorhead, will host a book reading and signing with author Andrew Schaefer at 6 p.m. on Friday, October 26th. The author will be sharing his latest novel, Hope Never Dies, an Obama-Biden mystery.
The Moorhead Conference Center will host a storytelling performance featuring Rosie the Riveter at 3 p.m. on Sunday, October 28th. Admission is free, but donations will be accepted to benefit the Cave Run Symphony Orchestra.
The Rowan County Public Library is hosting Mary Todd, a New American Musical, at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, October 30th. Admission is free, presented by the Bluegrass Opera and Music Theater Company with support from LexArts and the Bluegrass Community Foundation.
The MSU Jazz Ensemble will perform their fall recital with Grammy Award-winning composer and pianist Bill Cunliffe. The concert will be held at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 30th, in the Duncan Recital Hall inside the Baird Music Building at Moorhead State University. The concert is free and open to the public.
The Rowan County Public Library is hosting Drop Your Drawers, a Captain Underpants theme party, at 6 p.m. on Thursday, November the 1st. There will be games, prizes, snacks, and donations of new children's underwear will be accepted for the Rowan County Family Resource Centers.
The Rowan County Extension Office is sponsoring an AARP Smart Driver course from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, November 13th at the Rowan County Courthouse. Cost is $15 for AARP members and $20 for non-members. To register, the phone number is 784-5457.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at St. Clair Healthcare in Moorhead from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, November 13th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. Every donor will receive a free t-shirt.
The MSU Music Industry Club presents We're an American Band, a tribute to classic rock of the 1970s, at the Moorhead Conference Center at 7 p.m. on Thursday, November 15th. All ages are welcome. Admission is $5 at the door and free to MSU students with an ID.
The 37th Annual Kentucky Book Fair will be held from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, November 17th, at the Alltech Arena inside the Kentucky Horse Park. The park is located at Exit 120 on Interstate 75 in Lexington. The event is free and open to the public. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Shamari Mosley, Jacob Lindberg, Peyton Stewart, Cody Robinson, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Haley Stidham, Chanasty Davis, Naya Andweza, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. WUKY's Karen Czar, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Jack Caudill. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.